a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I do want to shout out now a spoiler alert for those who've got on their Netflix to watch sort of queue.
Hang on. When you do reviews, you can't give away stuff,
I'm not going to give away the ending, but...
Just everything up to the ending.
Yeah.
No, but
I'm talk about it.
I don't trust him to keep it in because I haven't seen this yet.
Okay. Well, wait. I'll try my best. The Perfect Couple, starring Nicole Kidman and Liev Schreiber.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of number one or two on all the lists. Have a bit of a listen. Have you got the
preview there? I've got it right here. Have a listen.
Hello? Am I under arrest or can I go get something to eat?
They're rich. Kill someone and get away with it, Rich.
We are the perfect family.
Okay,
that's a little teaser, The Perfect Couple. It's based in Nantucket Island, which is just off sort of New England area of America. It is where the rich and famous go for their holidays, for their summer holidays, similar to the Hamptons.
Okay, yeah.
So for more the Boston sort of crew, New England crew, they go to Nantucket Island and Martha's Vineyard, as opposed to New Yorkers go to the Hamptons. And they are painted as this big... perfect, super wealthy, super powerful family. And at one of their children's weddings or about to be wedding, something happens.
Mm.
Well, it's quite obvious. A murder. Well, a death happens.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, it's not a spoiler.
He can't give reviews.
How is that a spoil? He actually says...
Well, now I don't know.
In the preview, am I being arrested for murder?
Okay.
So that's not on me.
Technicality there, but
the fact
face
that you were like
a
death, that sort of throws me. That makes me think it wasn't a murder now.
Mm.
Good one, Lingy.
Yeah, come
on,
see?
You had one job.
Just work. You know, you could not do a movie show. Like Tom and I could be, we could be those two.
Do you know why
I was Margaret. David and Margaret.
I could be Margaret. I love Margaret.
Do you know why I couldn't do a movie show? Because you two don't shut up and let me do the review.
That is fair.
Go on, Lingy. Tell us the story.
Number one at Netflix, this show, I had high hopes. Six parts, thinking, okay, good, they're making it nice and condensed. I love that. Yeah. They're going to wrap the whole thing up. Oh, my God. It is a complete load of garbage.
What?
Not our Nick.
Dodsy loved it. She loves those type of shows.
Yeah.
But clearly she loves garbage.
Okay.
It is, in the end, by about episodes 4 or 5, and I had to stick it out. I said, yeah, right, Dodsy, we've committed to it. I'm going to stick it out.
Yeah.
I'm like, hang on. Stop. Pause. Is this a comedy now? Like, this is a comedy.
Because it's so cringe?
Or because it's so cringe. It's so ridiculous. It's so far-fetched. This is not a spoiler, because as you heard, somebody said, am I being accused of murder? So they're being interviewed by the police, yeah? Fair enough. So this is one of the so-called wealthiest families. You just heard, wealthy enough to get away with murder type thing. Not one time do any of the members of the family who get brought into the police station to be questioned have a lawyer with them.
Okay, Lingy. You just have to look past that.
No.
Suspend your disbelief, I think.
It's called a TV show.
Do you know what? I can't get a lobotomy and remove my brain.
Do you know what's so upsetting? Prison Break is also in the top three at the moment. And I mean, who would get tattoos about prisons on their body?
That's genius.
It's just terrible.
No, that's genius.
See,
you've got to
look past...
Hey,
you got to look past.
I'm like a Harry Potter fan. I can
talk
suspend belief.
Spoiler alert. Come on, mate.
Yeah.
It's in the first episode.
Come on, mate. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen anything in Prison Break.
Yeah, you'll see it in the...
No.
It's in the name, mate.
Hey, you'll love that show, but only watch the first season.
Yeah, beyond first season was on that. It's garbage.
Anyway, The Perfect Couple. If it's not a comedy, if it's in... supposed to be serious and a bit of a thriller and a bit of a twisty sort of thing. Pure, unadulterated dog poo.
Oh, okay.
So, out of 5?
Yeah.
What
I'm not
we
sure
what,
I'm just not sure where you're taking this. Yeah. So, yeah, out of 5?
Lucky to be a half.
Half.
Wow.
Half of 5 or half a star?
Half a star. Would you like, half a star... If you'd like spoilers now so you don't have to waste your time watching it, give us a call. 5-2-2-2-2-9-5-5.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's amazing how quickly we just move on in footy. Hey, those... the men couldn't get the job done on Saturday night. Where it's all about the AFLW now.
Yeah, the girls.
Yes, a dominant victory over the Gold Coast Suns on the weekend just gone. And the star of the show with four goals, plus one of our absolute favourites here on Tom, Lee and Loggy, is Aisling Maloney, who is on the line. Hello, Aisling.
Good morning, guys. I was just going to say good morning to my favourite crew, but you got there before me.
Ah, bless.
See, that's why we love you.
Ah, bless. Hey, what's the vibe at the club? I know you guys have a job to do, but, you know, obviously there is a bit of disappointment around the result on Saturday night for the men's team. What's the vibe?
Yeah, it's obviously very disappointing after the men's loss on at the weekend. But, yeah, for us, for the W programme, that continues. So we're after getting our first win of the season on board against the Gold Coast Suns, and we're excited. We have a game again this Thursday night in GMHBA at 7:15. So if we can get all the support that we can get, it'd be absolutely amazing.
Now, career highlight for you with four incredible goals on the weekend. You want to make it five this week for us at home, or?
Oh, I don't know what the pressure's on now. yeah, it was amazing. And, you know, it wasn't only me that got on the scoreboard. A few of the girls did, so it was absolutely incredible. Yeah, I just decided to bring in a bit of Gaelic football from a home in Ireland and try it out, and it just worked out for me.
It certainly did. Now, this is your second season with the Cats and over here playing Aussie Rules footy. I imagine you've got the sense of the Geelong Hawthorn thing and the fact that, let's not beat around the bush, but we absolutely hate Hawthorn. Mm. So no pressure, but can you just make sure you get the job done on Thursday for us? For me in particular.
Hopefully. We'll try our best on it. Just for you. Anything for you.
From one link to another. It's the shared link bond, isn't it? So you got the Hawks on Thursday night at GMHBA, and then you're backing it up on Tuesday night with the Dockers at GMHBA Stadium as well. So two home games back to back. What will you do on grand final day? Will you get to actually sort of put your feet up a little bit and maybe have a bit of fun?
Yeah, I loved watching the grand final last year. I was hoping that I'd get to go this year, but unfortunately, it won't be this time around, but hopefully it'll be next year. But yeah, I'll definitely put the feet up and soak it all in. But definitely excited for this game that we have on Thursday. You know, Hawks had a very good start to the season, so it's going to be another massive challenge for us. So I think all eyes are on that first, and then hopefully we do well and we can rest easy for the weekend.
We were talking about it off air, and these two were like, oh, there's such a short turnaround between the games. Surely Aisling won't be having a drink while the grand final's on. And I said, well, I think because she's Irish, technically her blood alcohol level is always above 0.05. So you'll be fine, mate.
Yeah, I'll definitely be fine. I definitely won't be doing that.
Have you got a tip for the men's final?
No, I'm going to remain neutral.
Good.
Okay.
I'm a neutral supporter.
Sure.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I like that. I'll be working at the game, Aisling, so I'm going to go with that sort of thing. I'm just going to sit on the fence as well and say that I have no
That's
idea.
That's best. No one can give out to you then, or you can't have. You're better off staying neutral.
No, exactly right. Now, obviously, you spent the off-season in Ireland. And played Gaelic footy right throughout, so you kept fit through that whole time, but you're rolling back into this season. Are you fully settled back into the Geelong community and the Geelong area? You got your regular coffee haunts and that sorted? You're back here now?
Oh, I'm back. I'm just after my regular coffee fix this morning, so that's the first start of the day for me. But yeah, it's been so smooth in Geelong. I've absolutely loved Geelong and loved the people in Geelong, and the club has been amazing, and, you know, I've no homesick again this year, so that's been great too. So, yeah, loving my time here. But the sad part of it is that it's going so fast. It needs to slow down a bit.
Yeah. Well, mate, you can hang around after the season ends. You can come in and co-host with us. We'd love that.
You might give me a job.
They've been dying to get rid of this Lingy. So.
Oh, we couldn't afford two Lings, let me tell you.
We're looking to upgrade a newer model. All right, Aisling Maloney, we love chatting to you. We love watching you do your thing on the park, and we can't wait till Thursday night, 7:15 p.m. GMHBA Stadium. We want everyone to get down there and support the Cats, because you guys are well and truly still alive in the AFLW season. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster. Taking on the Hawks, mate. Good luck, and thanks for having a chat to us.
Thanks, favourite crew. We'll see you. Have a nice day.
See ya.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Last night at the Brownlow, there may have been a case of mistaken identity, sibling mistaken identity. Nick Dacos didn't play a great game, only had 15 touches, subbed off. Got the two Brownlow votes. His brother Josh, 34 touches, had a great game, zero votes. Umpires, I think they got a little bit confused between which Dacos was which.
Case of mistaken identity. Double Dacos.
Double Dacos.
Oh, the Wogs all look the same.
Yeah.
They are Massos, so you're allowed to say
I
that.
I am allowed to say that.
Really? Yeah. Interesting.
That's okay. Right.
I did not their know dad that. Was always known as the Macedonian Marvel.
Oh, okay. Cool. Lachlan in Port Arlington, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you ever been mistaken for your sibling, my friend?
Sure have.
What happened?
So back in school, it was like a school captain award, whatever it was. It was going for my brother Brandon, and they thought it was me, so I got pulled up on stage or whatever.
Oh. Did you go with it? Just get up there?
Yeah, I went with it, and then sort of gave it to my brother afterwards.
Yeah, nice.
I like it.
That's a great one.
Took a bit of the glory.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
Exactly.
Nice little nod of the cap. Loggy, you get mistaken for your sister.
Yeah.
I get mistaken for my brother. Mm. He's got better fashion sense than I do. I've got better facial hair, would you believe? Your siblings don't really... You've got quite a distinctive head.
Yeah, my brother's brown hair. My sister's got red hair, but we're not mistaken. Actually, the only time it's ever happened to me and I never pulled it up was when the CEO, one before, took over as CEO of Channel 7.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a big get-together to meet him and everything like that. And after the big speeches, he wandered up to me and just started making a bit of small talk with me. I thought, oh, this is good. I'm in with the new CEO. This is great.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, now, did you enjoy your time on Dancing with the Stars? And I'm like, sure. I've never been on Dancing with the Stars.
What?
And then I realised he thought I was Steve Hooker. I didn't pull him up on it either.
Are you sure you're not related?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.